This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A violent incident in London this morning.
This incident happened on London Bridge that an attacker with arms, we believe with a knife, started attacking people that armed police were deployed.
That is heard on BBC TV in the UK. Metropolitan Police in London say a man is in custody after stabbing a number of people on the bridge. They describe the attack as a major incident, and they have not yet said how many people were injured. That iconic bridge remains at last check on lockdown. President Trump's back in Florida after a surprise visit to Afghanistan yesterday, where he served turkey to the troops, spent a few hours talking to soldiers and meeting with the Afghan president. Reporters were under strict instructions to keep the trip secret to keep the president safe. He also announced the talks with the Taliban have resumed. This is USA Radio News.
Thanksgiving is also National Family Health History Day, a good time to talk to your family about their health. Did you know that Ancestry Health is now delivering actionable insights for you and your family to help you start down the path toward better health? Marjan Champine, an Ancestry spokesperson, was a board-certified and licensed genetic counselor.
Through a supportive, actionable, and affordable experience, Ancestry Health includes access to educational information, genetic counseling resources, printable, consumer, and physician-ready reports, and a family health history tool, so you can take proactive steps with your healthcare provider to address potential health risks identified in your genes and family health history.
Why is the time right for Ancestry Health?
Your genes don't need to be your destiny. Understanding your familial and inherited health risks can help you take action to improve your chances of better health now and in the future.
To start down the path toward better health, visit ancestry.com/health.
This holiday season, the Secret Service warning both consumers and businesses they have a lot to lose from online criminals. Here's our John Clemens with more.
This year, the retail e-commerce forecast is expected to top $135 billion. According to Secret Service Assistant Special Agent in Charge, Matt Chevro, both consumers and retailers should be aware of the threats out there.
As we do all year long, Secret Service believes it's important to remind consumers to remember the basics of good cyber hygiene and heighten their awareness of the types of cyber threats that are out there. Online cyber criminals will try to take advantage of you during this busy shopping time, no matter if you're the consumer or the business.
Chevro reminds us online banking should not be conducted over publicly available Wi-Fi networks.
The Hallmark Channel is being criticized by some for its lack of racial and religious diversity in its countdown to Christmas programming. The parent company's CEO says the claim is unfair. This is USA Radio News.
Friends and family, I've told you about the great sleep I get with my MyPillow every night. Well, right now, you can get a great deal and extra safety, because if you go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, get their buy one, get one free offer on the MyPillow Premium Pillow. Your 60-day money-back guarantee goes all the way through March 1st, 2020. That's now through December 25th. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special and use my promo code USA.
As many as 10 animals are dead after a fire erupts at a northern Ohio wildlife park. The flames ripping through a barn last night at African Safari Wildlife Park in Port Clinton. Police say they lost 3 giraffes, 3 Red River hogs, 3 bongos, and a springbok. Conor McGregor will be making his long-awaited return to the Octagon on January 18th in Las Vegas. McGregor has signed a contract that will see him fight for the first time in over a year. The former featherweight and lightweight champion will be facing Donald Cowboy Cerrone at UFC 246. McGregor hasn't fought since October 2018. Stock markets will be open for a shortened trading session on this Black Friday. The markets to close at 1 p.m. Eastern Time. Thor, the Bulldog, takes home top honors at the 2019 National Dog Show.
And the best in show tonight is the Bulldog.
Oh, my goodness. Wow. Oh, nobody more surprised than Eduardo Perez, the handler.
That is heard on NBC, Thor the Bulldog beating out 2,000 other dogs to claim Best in Show, a show that was actually recorded a few weeks ago, but as a Thanksgiving tradition, was aired yesterday to the delight of tens of millions. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
I took my family on a vacation like the one you're about to hear about, and we had an amazing time. And the best part about it was the price.
If you're looking for an amazing, fun-filled vacation for you and your family for an unbelievable price, keep listening for details on how you can get a fabulous four-day vacation for just $99. Westgate Resorts has been a leader in affordable vacation plans since 1982, and now you can choose from over 10 beautiful resort destinations across the United States, like Orlando, Florida, or the Smoky Mountains in Tennessee. So whether you love world-famous theme parks or the tranquility of nature, Westgate Resorts has your next dream vacation. Plus, if you're one of the first 100 to call, we'll tell you about our $29 Las Vegas special. Call right now to book your amazing vacation for only $99.
800-883-1612. 800-883-1612. Call 800-883-1612.
This advertisement is being used for the purpose of soliciting sales of a timeshare plan. Restrictions apply. Go to westgateterms.com for complete offer terms.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, you know what that means. It is time for James Hurston. Yes, best-selling author, media and legal analyst right here on Bill Martinez Live. Mr. James, how are we doing, buddy?
We're doing great. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. I mean, hey, we get to get a little bit of a breather. No more ridiculous. I only say ridiculous. I guess it's all in the eye of the beholder, but a whole lot to do about nothing. I just kept seeing a bunch of, what seemed to be a bunch of juveniles complaining about the job they had and somehow trying to rewrite the rules. Of course, I'm referring to those infamous House hearings, brought to you by the State Department and, our friends with our Ukrainian friends, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, it's really amazing just how ridiculous Adam Schiff has revealed himself to be. And the more exposure he gets, the more foolish and also devious he looks. Mm. You know, it's funny, he's saying this president is a danger to the country. And we have to get him out. It is an urgency. We cannot wait a single second. We must act. Oh, and by the way, we're taking our Thanksgiving break.
Yes.
You know, hey. The guys, and there is not a single poll, not one, across this country that showed support for impeachment going up during Adam Schiff's ridiculous show.
Two interesting
numbers of polls showing them going down.
Yeah. Well, look at what's going on, James. Two particular categories. Independents. They're scooting from the Democratic Party en masse. I mean, they're all running over each other, heading to the exit. And as you say, overall, there's just no interest in this. I mean, it is a big waste of time, as if we didn't spend a bunch of millions already. Now we got to spend even more millions on a ridiculous, ghost hunt here. I mean, there's just nothing there. And the stories that they come up with, I guess what bothers me more than anything else about Adam Schiff, I mean, because the word liar has now been overused to where it's losing its effectiveness. Remember, there was a time you had to be real careful. When you use liar, you really had to have some evidence. Now, according to the standards of the Democratic Party, you're guilty until we say you're innocent. Forget about any kind of process to prove that you're innocent. It's only when we say you're innocent, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, and of course, the idea of bring forth zero evidence, nothing but opinion, innuendo, and hearsay, and something as terribly important as undoing an election, and then claiming that the case was made, which is exactly what Adam Schiff did over the weekend.
Right.
He said, it's absolutely the case has been made. And he is the only one, even in his own political party, who thinks so. Look, the Democrats are boxed in because there's 31 Democratic House members who were elected in districts that Trump won, and they're starting to speak out.
Well, of course.
Anthony Brindisi in New York, after the Schiff's presentation, said he's not certain how he's going to vote. That means he's not going to vote for impeachment unless he's absolutely forced to.
Exactly.
And similarly, there's been a couple of other members speaking out, and there's people on background telling mainstream media reporters that Democrats are very nervous about the reaction of the public because they're all watching the polls. They see two things. Trump's approval numbers going up and support for impeachment going down.
Exactly.
They have internal polls in all the early primary states that all of these crazy Democrats who are trying to get the Democratic nomination, like Elizabeth Warren and Joe Biden and Pete Buttigieg, their internal polls show that the people don't want to hear anything about impeachment, that it's not on the list.
All right. Well, and to that point, James, it's not like their constituency gave them the vote to go in and impeach Donald Trump. That's what they're nervous about. They're going back to their home districts and they're going, wait a minute, we didn't elect you to do this. We elect you to do something about trade, to do something about jobs, to do these things, these moderate things that you said you were going to do. And we got moderate bupkis here.
That's exactly right. Plus, add to that, if the Democrats do pass articles of impeachment, where does it go? It goes to the Senate. Senate controlled by Republicans.
It's going
to
be fun.
And here's the thing. The Republicans have really done a great job telegraphing that the witnesses they're going to call, what they're after, the truth they want to find out. Really, by rights, if Mitch McConnell wanted to, he could say, look, Schiff was involved with just a flagrant denial of due process. It's a joke. We're just going to dismiss these charges. There's no evidence. We're not going to bother with a trial.
Yeah. They can't go there. They can't go there, James. It'll be too costly. For all that they've put the people through, no. Get Schiff on the stand. I agree with President Trump. Hey, let's get him under oath. I mean, this is the same guy for 3 years during the Mueller campaign was saying, we got the goods. He's done. We got him. You know, you're going to find out. No, as soon as you find out what I know, he's done. Didn't happen. And now here we are doing it again, right?
Yes. And here are names that strike terror into the hearts of Democrats. You know, calling, as you said, calling Adam Schiff to the stand, putting him under oath, Joe Biden, which is perfectly legitimate for them to call Joe Biden. All of these conversations with Ukraine were about Joe Biden. It's Joe Biden's at the center of it. Call Hunter Biden. Call Alexandra Chalupa. Alexandra Chalupa, a DNC operative that was digging up dirt in the Ukraine 2016 with Ukrainian officials. Oh, it's a conspiracy theory. Well, when she takes the stand, it won't be anymore.
That's right.
And the prosecutor, Viktor Shokin, that prosecutor who was forced out by Joe Biden, they could bring him over and have him testify. And, of course, Eric Ciaramella, the whistleblower, put him on the stand and make him either confirm or deny whether he had contact with Schiff and his staff. This scares them. Oh, and Nellie Orr and Bruce Moore. He just goes on and on.
Well, let's just line them all up. Exactly. Let's get down. I mean, because now they're under subpoena. They're under oath. Let's see how many of their side we can catch in a corner lying, right?
Exactly. And Mitch McConnell says, you know, there's no telling how long this trial will last.
Exactly.
And he says, gee, you know, that means that Bernie Sanders, Elizabeth Warren, Amy Klobuchar, Kamala Harris, Cory Booker, Michael Bennett is still running. All of them have to stop campaigning right before Iowa and New Hampshire. They have to come back. And you know what's interesting? In an impeachment trial, they have to be there, but they can't speak.
Yes.
All of the speaking and questioning is done by House managers. So it's actually going to be, you know, Adam Schiff conducting the prosecution for the Democrats, at least supposedly, and then people like John Radcliffe.
Exactly. And, well, hey, real quick, James, we got to go to break. We've got more from James Hurston. Stay with us.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers, from a leading financial firm on maximizing your income in retirement. That's right, free. This free book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. And it's free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report summarizing the rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. That's right, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling today.
800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. That's 800-932-1789.
Producers have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer. Increased income is possible using strategies suited to your goals and may require buying multiple annuities and holding them full term.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
This is Dan Perkins with your songs and stories for soldiers, veterans tip of the day. According to McClatchy, there is a growing concern among service members and their families about various blood, prostate, and urinary tract cancers. From 2000 to 2018, the number of soldiers being treated for the three aforementioned types of cancer has steadily risen. Experts agree there are some common denominators, including the location where the soldiers served and the obvious fact that they were all in the military. Navy Commander Mike Crosby, founder of the Veterans Prostate Awareness, said, "We don't know what the cause is. That study has yet to be done." So here's your veterans tip of the day. Go to vetsprostate.org. That's vetsprostate.org and check it out. Remember, early diagnosis increases the survival rate. This has been your Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans Tip of the Day.
Looking for high-speed internet where you live but are out of reach of cable and fiber options? Look no further. High-speed internet is now available in your area. As your local authorized HughesNet retailer, Whole Home Connect makes it easy to get the high-speed internet you need with blazing fast speeds, unlimited data with no hard data limits, with built-in Wi-Fi for as little as $2 a day. Act now and for a limited time, get free standard installation and free equipment with HughesNet from Whole Home Connect. You'll enjoy internet service that lets you do more of everything you want to do online, like shopping, surfing, and staying in touch. Call Whole Home Connect and see for yourself why HughesNet is America's number one choice for satellite internet.
800-696-6902. 800-696-6902. 800-696-6902. That's 800-696-6902.
We the people. Listen to Bill Martinez live.
And whether we are rich or poor,
right here, right now. Bill Martinez live.
Fresh
and independent we are. Bill Martinez here. James Hurston continues with us. James, as you were laying out the scenario before we went to break, this could be a lot of fun. And I hope that Mitch McConnell does not get cold feet. This is a time for Republicans to strike back against, the Democratic empire that has tried to convince us that they've got the goods. And let's put their word against our word, and let's find out who's telling the truth here.
Oh, that's exactly right. And, you know, there's an old saying, be careful what you wish for.
Mm-hmm.
And now the Democrats are caught.
Yes.
Because inside the Beltway Democrats, the friends in the media, all of the activist base that vote in the primaries, the squad and their followers, they're all pushing Pelosi and company, go forward, vote those articles.
Yes.
But if they do vote the articles, what we've been describing in the Senate trial, which is a massive game changer.
Mm-hmm.
Lindsey Graham already announced he wants to put the whistleblower on the stand. He wants to put Biden's son on the stand. A couple of senators, Ron Johnson, Charles Grassley, have sent letters to the National Archives, to the Justice Department, requesting information on Alexandra Chalupa, on the dirt digging that was done in the Ukraine. They're telegraphing.
Yeah. Well, how about the Democrats that went over to the Ukraine to dig dirt, right?
Yeah.
I mean, are we forgetting all about that?
Yeah, exactly. We'll bring it all out because the media will be forced to cover it. The American people will see it. You know, part of what happened, and part of the reason the Schiff's hearings boomeranged, was because the public got more exposure to House Republicans and to the issues of the Steele dossier and the Russia hoax and the origin of the Ukraine hoax than they would ever have gotten from the media.
Exactly.
So in a sense, Schiff, you know, maybe, like I said, maybe he secretly works for the Trump campaign. he's certainly giving him a gift. That's for sure.
And are you saying he's become a useful idiot? Is that what you're saying?
Well, he's just an idiot, period. But unfortunately, he's a devious, dishonest idiot.
Yeah.
It amazes me. This guy was at one time a U.S. attorney. I can't even imagine. Mm-hmm. The way he questions witnesses is so inept.
Mm-hmm.
But in any case, what he's done, another thing he's done, just like during the Kavanaugh hearings, the Republican Party became more united than ever. That's when Lindsey Graham 2.0 emerged. And same thing is happening now. The Republican Party has a unity that we haven't seen for decades. And it's all because of Adam Schiff, even the never-Trumpers. You know, Mitt Romney just had what he described as a delightful lunch with President Trump. I think even Mitt Romney could not vote yes on this flimsy, horrible joke.
Well, James, I think the truth be known. I mean, it's taken the establishment Republicans to really get behind Donald Trump. He is an outsider. He's out of tradition. But, you know, after 3.5 years of all this resistance and everything, his policies are working. I mean, what are these guys thinking? It's like, look it, you either lead, follow, or get out of the way. It's kind of like what happened in the Ukraine. Here Donald Trump sends probably one of America's preeminent crime fighters and corruption revealers in Rudy Giuliani. And instead of the state operatives going, whoa, we got Rudy Giuliani on our team? Let's take advantage of his expertise. Let's let's have him dig on. Let's get down to the bottom of this. No, they come up against him. They resist him. They start getting petty. And instead of us utilizing the best that America has to offer, they want to throw him under the bus, threaten his life, and do all this because why? Because he's not a state guy? Are you kidding me? He's an American guy.
Well, he is. He scares the establishment because he ends their scam. Mm-hmm. He scares the left because he's effective. And, you know, if we look at his judicial court appointments, he has done a record amount. He's flipping judicial districts all over the country. And Amy Coney Barrett is just, you know, she's very healthy and young and waiting to be appointed and said, send the head spinning. And, you know, this is the reason that there's this incredible, visceral, crazy resistance is because Trump is so effective. And just imagine a reelected Trump, a much more seasoned Trump.
And well, and with the House, and with the House, yes, exactly, with the House controlled by the Republicans and not Nancy Pelosi. Otherwise, if he gets reelected and you got Nancy Pelosi with the gavel in her hands, oh man, I mean, why are we going to go through this waste? And to your earlier point, James, 31 people, they the seats got turned from Republican to Democrat, and the constituency wanted government to move on their behalf. And they have nothing. They've got bupkis to show for their votes that were entrusted to them. And I think they're going to be hard-pressed because the American people are seeing this all for what it is, this ruse that's been a waste of time and a waste of money. I mean, James, are we close to about $100 million now in expense over investigating Donald Trump? I think we're there.
Well, that's just the taxpayer money. You know, can you imagine all the Democrat donors, that George Soros and company, how much they've spent trying to figure out a way to undo this election. It's unprecedented. Yeah. It's been an effort like nothing.
Well, you got to be careful about saying anything bad about Soros. Dr. Hill, canonized George Soros.
Yeah, well, she was a member of one of George Soros's entity boards. She's a Soros creature, Fiona Hill.
Yeah, I mean, so
her testimony, her primary core part of her testimony is fallacious. It's wrong, and it was, you know, it's basically to try to insulate out this notion that she said was a conspiracy theory that Ukraine was involved in election meddling in 2016 to help Hillary Clinton. That is not a conspiracy theory. That is a reported fact. Mm-hmm. And that's one of the things that Democrats are trying to cover up. They're also trying to cover up Biden's corruption, and they're trying to distract from Michael Horowitz's IG report and John Durham and Bill Barr's upcoming report, which are all going to land like bombs during next year's presidential.
I think the Bill Barr and Durham report, I've got higher hope than that. The Horowitz leaks already lead us to believe that he's kind of participating and getting everybody to circle the wagons around the institution of the FBI. I don't think he has the courage to call it out for what it is, the mass corruption that seems obvious to me, unless I'm missing something here, James.
No, I mean, he very well could be. The thing that's leaked out is that we have this single lawyer that doctored documents for the FISA warrants, and that maybe what they're looking for is a sacrificial lamb.
It smells like that. I mean, you can smell the fires of sacrifice already burning.
But, you know, but there's going to be bad things, according to reputable people like Cheryl Atkinson and Sharon Carter, and they say, I mean, it's really going to be an embarrassment to the FBI. I don't think we're going to see actual justice until Durham actually starts indicting.
Exactly.
But I think it's very likely to happen. But information from Durham and Barr are going to play a role in the Senate trial.
No
They're
doubt.
Going to feed that information to Donald Trump.
Yeah. James Hurston, we got to leave it there. Thank you, James. Appreciate it, buddy. You've heard it said, you don't know what you've been missing. Well, when it comes to nutritional components in your diet, maybe you need to know what you've been missing, especially if you want to feel good, not miss work, and get the most of each day. Then you need the immune and growth factors in bovine colostrum. As a newborn, colostrum passes on immunity from our mothers, helps our body recognize when we're under attack, and fights all those nasty microbes that we're exposed to from birth. But the most important job colostrum does for newborns is seal our GI tract. Unfortunately, it doesn't stay sealed. Leaky gut affects 8 out of 10 people, passing undigested foods, germs, and toxins into our bloodstreams. It happened to me and caused unbelievable trauma to my immune system and gut. Fortunately, Sovereign Laboratories Colostrum LD can help. Taken daily as part of a healthy lifestyle, Colostrum LD can help you feel good every day. I feel great on this product. To learn more, go to PreventLeakyGut.com. That's PreventLeakyGut.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A violent incident in London this morning.
This incident happened on London Bridge that an attacker with arms, we believe with a knife, started attacking people that armed police were deployed.
That is heard on BBC TV in the UK. Metropolitan Police in London say a man is in custody after stabbing a number of people on the bridge. They describe the attack as a major incident, and they have not yet said how many people were injured. That iconic bridge remains at last check on lockdown. President Trump's back in Florida after a surprise visit to Afghanistan yesterday, where he served turkey to the troops, spent a few hours talking to soldiers, and meeting with the Afghan president. Reporters were under strict instructions to keep the trip secret to keep the president safe. He also announced that talks with the Taliban have resumed. This is USA Radio News.
Friends and family, I've told you about the great sleep I get with my MyPillow every night. Well, right now, you can get a great deal and extra safety, because if you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, get their buy one, get one free offer on the MyPillow premium pillow. Your 60-day money-back guarantee goes all the way through March 1st, 2020. That's now through December 25th. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special and use my promo code USA.
Black Friday starts now at Banana Republic Factory. Get 60% off everything and an extra 60% off clearance. Shop our biggest sale of the year with cozy sweaters from $19.99. Find your nearest store or shop online only at Banana Republic Factory. Black Friday starts now at Banana Republic Factory. Get 60% off everything and an extra 60% off clearance. Shop our biggest sale of the year with cozy sweaters from $19.99. Find your nearest store or shop online only at Banana Republic Factory.
You didn't think they'd get away with it, did you? Bill Martinez live.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. As always, great to have you along with us, sharing part of your day. Got some great information coming up for you about a recent study published in the New England Journal of Medicine that confirms new scientific findings pointing to the use of heart MRIs as an effective and non-invasive diagnostic and monitoring tool for patients with heart health. Dr. Chiara Bucciarelli-Ducci and Dr. Michael Salerno are here today to share the benefits of heart MRI. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. It's great to be here.
Good morning.
Well, Dr. Salerno, let's start with you. What is the test and how is this different than other heart tests that have been commonly used?
So many people know about MRI for imaging a knee or a hip joint, but we can use the same technique for imaging the heart. It helps us see the heart and blood vessels to diagnose heart disease. It's really one test that can provide us with a lot of answers.
Mm. And I would add there are many tests in cardiovascular medicine, but MRI is quite special because of the unique level of detail it can provide. And we're here today to increase awareness of this test in light of a new scientific evidence. It's a test that's widely used in Europe and not so much yet in the United States. And we're here to provide the information to physicians and doctors and patients.
Dr. Ditch, you say that's widely used in Europe, you know, like some things that happen in the medical field. It comes to us east to west. How much time do you think it'll take before it is widely used here in the West?
Well, it's already used, actually, in the United States, but it's about increasing their usage. And I don't think it's going to take very long because in Europe has really changed the landscape and he's changed the way physicians practice, and for patients it's also been very beneficial because rather than going from one test to another test, you just have a heart MRI and physicians understand what's going on.
Well, Dr. Salerno, I bet, you know, just like anything else, if it works, good news spreads fast, right?
Yeah, and I think some part of it is really just making it something that patients and their doctors are used to thinking about when it comes to heart health.
Dr. Ducci, let's talk about the benefits to the patient.
Yes, it's a pain-free test, and it's without radiation, and it's non-invasive. So this already is very important for patients. And imagine a test that it takes less than 1 hour, and it gives a complete picture of the heart. So there will be pictures of the moving heart and a photo biopsy of the heart. So we understand really the heart muscle problems, if any. And so it's a really comprehensive test, and it's good for many patients with different cardiac conditions.
Mm-hmm. And for doctors, Dr. Salerno, what does this mean for the doctor?
Yeah, for the doctor, this is really a picture that instead of, say, doing 3 or 4 different tests that give us just one piece of information about the heart, this is really a test that can tell us about the blood flow in the heart, the valves, how well the heart is squeezing, whether or not there's any scar in the heart muscle. So really a very comprehensive, high-quality imaging study, giving us a lot of information in one study.
Yeah, and Dr. Ducci, I got to imagine this aids the whole diagnostic process and, you know, in targeting, you know, the specific problem with a patient, right?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, if you look at the European guidelines, which are the documents that doctors follow to treat patients, in the European guidelines, the heart MRI features in almost every cardiac condition. So it does have an important role, you know, across the whole spectrum of cardiovascular diseases.
And if I can add, the fact that this is a lot of data now suggesting that having this test can prevent us from needing to do other tests after this test. So instead of having multiple repeat tests, we can get the answer in one study.
Mm-hmm. And imagine also that there are some patients that are thought to have one condition, but actually after doing a heart MRI, we find out the patient has something else. And that changes completely the way we treat those patients.
Mm-hmm. What about the ideal candidate, Dr. Salerno, for a heart MRI? Who would that be?
Yeah, the ideal candidate would be a patient that has chest pain or shortness of breath or a significant family history of heart disease. We even know that people that know that they have heart disease can benefit from a heart MRI. And really, this technique really provides us an accurate and very personal diagnosis of a patient's heart condition.
Mm-hmm. And Dr. Ducci, we jumped into this really quick, but, you know, help our audience understand a heart MRI and how does it compare to other diagnostic methods?
Yeah, so there are other tests in cardiovascular medicine. So there is a cardiac ultrasound. So this is also pictures of the heart. And this is normally the most simple test that's done. But heart MRI really complements this ultrasound simply because it can provide, as I said before, the tissue biopsy of the heart. And it's particularly important when the heart does not pump well to really understand why. And as of today, if you don't do a heart MRI, it's not necessarily very easy to understand what's going on. But if you do it, because of the scarring we can see, then we can make a final diagnosis. And this is very important because it means treating patients very personally, and so it's a game changer, really.
Yeah, talk about lifting the hood like you would lift a hood on a car. I mean, this really gives you a whole new dimensional perspective to what's going on, right, Dr. Salerno?
Yeah, and the pictures are really crisp pictures. We could actually show it to our patients, and even without being a heart expert, they have a pretty good idea of being able to see the heart and seeing it squeezing.
So it's not like looking at these little fabric samples that they give you and tell you this is what the wallpaper on your wall is going to look like, right? That drives me nuts.
Yeah, exactly. People usually are amazed. You can see people's eyes light up when they can't believe that they're really seeing their own heart beating.
Yeah, that is incredible. We talked a little bit, Dr. Ducci, about benefits. What about risks here?
The risk, so as I said, it's non-invasive and it's without without radiation. So that's already, quite important information. We do give a contrast agent, like a dye, to take the pictures with. Mm-hmm. And this dye is quite safe for the kidneys. And other contrast agents for other tests, for example, are less safe. And in patients with renal, with kidney dysfunction, then we will withhold the administration of this dye.
Mm-hmm. Well, Dr. Salerno, we talked about, when you've got a procedure like this that is really, comes with a lot of benefit, to think that now instead of, repeated tests or several tests involved, now you can do it with one heart MRI. What were the peer review studies? What are they saying about the heart MRI efficacy?
Yeah, so our peer-reviewed studies, particularly this one just mentioned in the New England Journal, are really showing that this test could actually be as good as some invasive diagnostic tests. We know also that the scar that we see in the heart muscle tells us a lot about how a patient's going to do, as well as being able to tell us what type of disease they have. So we actually have very strong literature supporting the use of cardiac MRI, so it's really a question of awareness and changing practice.
And if I can add, this test is particularly good on female patients, and there is new scientific evidence that says that if you do a heart MRI in those patients, you, again, identify the diagnosis quite quickly. And often female, and I'm a female, so I sympathize with those situations, females are have chest pain, and they do the usual tests, and they're told they don't have any abnormal findings. Yet they're still experiencing chest pain, and so they're told, oh, you're stressed and you're too anxious, you're a bit depressed. And then they come to have a heart MRI, and actually we do find a reason why they have a chest pain, and it's a very subtle reason, but our very special teachers can identify those reasons, and the other tests can miss those.
Well, we're grateful for Dr. Chiara Bucciarelli-Ducci and Dr. Michael Salerno, preeminent experts in the field of cardiovascular magnetic resonance, here to share their insights, experience, and new scientific findings pointing to the use of heart MRIs as an effective and less invasive diagnostic and monitoring tool for patients with heart health concerns. A recent study, as we've been discussing, published in the New England Journal of Medicine, confirms those benefits of heart MRI. Now, where can they go for more information?
Yeah, we encourage people to visit our website, heartmri.org, and to really ask their doctors to start a conversation about this technique. This technique is readily available in the U.S., and it's really a matter of patients and their doctors requesting this level of information to make sure they have all the information that they need to make the right decisions for their heart health.
And if I can add, in the website there is a contact page, so please feel free to reach to us. We can tell you where is the closest heart MRI center to where you live. And importantly, I just wanted to emphasize that heart MRI, it is reimbursed in the United States by all the major insurance companies already.
Excellent. Dr. Ducci, Dr. Salerno, thank you both for being with us. Appreciate it.
Yeah, it's really a pleasure. Thank you very much for having us.
Thank you.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Why wait until Black Friday to shop when you can save now? Quantum Nutrition Labs is celebrating Black Friday all week long with 25% off all nutritional supplements and free shipping on all orders. The sale runs Monday through Sunday, and you can order online or over the phone. No additional discounts apply. This holiday season, give the gift of great health to a loved one or yourself. Call 888-588-7777. 888-588-7578. That's 888-588-7578. Or visit us online at qnlabs.com. That's qnlabs.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bob Marshall, PhD, host of the Healthline. Tune in and hear the latest breakthrough information for you and your family. Our product line, Quantum Nutrition Labs, delivers what others only promise, nutrition that really works.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Didn't think they'd get away with it, did you?
Oh, you need a break. I trust your taste in the defense. Thank you.
Bill Martinez, live.
Welcome back, America. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. We've got a real treat. Alex Kendrick is joining us. Yes, Alex Kendrick from the movie Overcomer that everybody enjoyed. I was just sharing with Alex before we got on the air here that a lot of my friends find themselves a bit conflicted. War Room was their number one Kendrick's brother movie, and now Overcomer's overtaken it. And boy, I'll tell you, you know, and this was, what, your third 100% theater approval rating as well, Alex. Is quite an accomplishment.
You know, we love the response we're getting. To get 3 A+ cinema scores in a row is something we never imagined. And we're very grateful to the people who went out and saw the film and love the response we're getting for Overcomer. So it's been very encouraging.
It's been organic, hasn't it? I mean, it's amazing. I was talking to your brother about this, that it not only took off organically across the country, but even amongst the cast and crew.
It did. You know, even on set, the cast and crew, we became like family, and we had several people that said that wept on the last day of shooting. They said, this was the best experience I've ever had making a film. These are people that do this all the time. They'll do two or three movies a year.
Right.
And one of them cried on my shoulder, and this is a big, burly crew member who, you know, carries around all these heavy lights and equipment, and he said, thank you guys for this experience. We loved it. And so we saw God show off in many ways, even on set and, of course, in theaters when people saw the film. So we're very, very grateful.
Well, it is awesome because I've seen, the tweets have come in, the lives that are changed as a result of this. This is something that really I got to imagine for. I know the way you approach this traditionally. I mean, you don't go into any of these projects without praying and fasting, and you were in deep prayer on this. And there was a theme that you really wanted to focus on for Overcomer, right?
identity in Christ, which is a hard topic. You know, when you ask somebody to explain their identity in Christ, and I'm talking about a Christian, even sometimes they have a hard time articulating that. And so when we were working on this, my own understanding of my identity in Christ went deeper. Mm-hmm. And so the Lord was stretching us as we made the film, but Overcomer asks the question, what do you allow to define you? In our culture, there's this ongoing debate about where your identity should be found. Is it in your feelings, your gender, your status, or your job? Most men put their identity heavily in their job. Mm-hmm. And none of those are stable foundations. Right. But when you put your foundation in the unchanging character of Jesus Christ, that is the most stable place. He's the one that created us. He knows us better than we know ourselves. He loves us more than we could ever be loved. And he has the authority to tell us who we are. So why exactly would we put it in anything else? And so even in my own life, I had to reorder the elements of my own identity as a Christian. So I'm in a better position today than I've ever been in my understanding. And I hope that when people see the film, not only are they entertained, but that they will walk away with a better understanding of what it means to have their identity in Christ.
And you will get drawn into the book of Ephesians. And, of course, you and your brother did a compliment devotional and study, which I was blessed by. I got to tell you, Alex, it was profound. And, you know, again, we find whenever we do connect with the Word of God, and I do so, I commit to it on a daily basis, but I still find myself, as often as I read the Bible, that I'll read passages and go, I know I've read this hundreds of times before, but suddenly there's new meaning and depth to it. And
that's right.
That's what I found. Go ahead.
That's right. You know, when you read a chapter like First Ephesians and you just go through it, you'll get one layer of understanding. When you start diving a little bit deeper and you realize that I am who God says I am. For example, there was a coach, the girls' varsity basketball coach at our Christian school, who allowed my freshman daughter to join the team. Her name is Joy. Mm-hmm. And she's a very good basketball player, but didn't think she deserved to start. There's a way more juniors and seniors on the team. She thought she would be sitting the bench a lot. When he told her she was a starter, she said, but I'm only a freshman. You've got juniors and seniors. And the coach said, Joy, look at me. I am the coach. If I say you're a starter, you are a starter. Why did he get to say that? Because he has the authority to do so.
Exactly.
And my understanding, when I realize God has the ultimate authority and what he says about me is more important than what I feel or what other people say about me. So just going deep and understanding concepts like that have really helped me in my own walk.
Well, I got to tell you, I was especially captured by a paragraph in your book defined to this point, who God says you are. Your prayer was, Heavenly Father, thank you for what you've done and continue to do in my life. I pray that your Spirit would give me wisdom and revelation and the knowledge of who you are. I ask that you would open the eyes of my heart so that I will know the bigger picture of your calling and plan on my life. Show me who I am in Christ, the rich inheritance I have in Christ, your great power at work in and through me, through all of us who believe. Open my eyes to know the width, length, depth, and height of your love for me. Help me believe and receive these things by faith. Fill me with your Spirit today and use me in this world for your glory, in Jesus' name, amen. Wow, what a powerful prayer from the Word of God.
And when the Apostle Paul said that you may know the breadth and the width and the depth and the height of God's love for you, he's referring to an understanding of it. He's referring to us realizing who we are, realizing who he says we are, and agreeing with God. A lot of this is just saying, God, if you say it, I'm going to agree with it regardless of my circumstances, regardless of the way I feel about it. And we live in a world that says you are what you feel like. Well, your feelings can shift with the wind. They can change. You don't want your foundation to be anything that's unstable that can change that easily. And so that's why it's crucial that you do not put your identity just in your job, just in your money, just in your title or your status or your feelings. that you put it in the most stable foundation that has ever existed. And again, that's in the Lord. He's the one that created you and loves and knows you.
Exactly. And Alex, especially when you consider this culture of social media, anonymous reporting, boy, I'll tell you, peer pressure, if that's what's defining you, you talk about being on, building a foundation on sand right there, right?
That analogy is from Scripture as well. Your foundation, if it's on sand, that is like saying, I am what I feel like. If it's on sand, that's saying, I am what my current financial status or whatever. All those things that can change on a dime. And we're not in control of the future. And really, we're not in control of anything much. So, but because God knows the future, we are in His hands. And ultimately, He owns everything and is the judge over everything. A relationship with Him, a close walk with Him, is the safest place you could ever be.
Alex, what was it about Overcomer that just attracted adults and kids alike to the level that it did?
I think people resonated with the characters. I think they saw a little bit of themselves on the screen. You know, it's small town America. It's common situations, a factory closing down, people moving away. There's a lot of uncertainty in the town and certainly in the school that has lost so many students. And for this coach, you know, he's a father, a husband. He's got his job that he loves, and it's stripped from him, which causes him to say, who am I when everything is stripped away? And at one point or another in our lives, we'll have to ask ourselves that question. You know, we all have ups and downs in life, and it's in those low moments, those valleys, that we say, who am I now? And what am I going to depend on now? And the Lord would say, I am allowing this in your life, and if you turn to me and trust me, yes, I will stretch you, but I will also grow you, strengthen you, and give you a deeper faith. And ultimately, that's what we want out of this process. That's what's happened to us. That's what we want people to experience when they watch this film.
Well, I often tell my kids, Alex, that experience defines preference. And for Coach Harrison, the experience of running made a clear preference that running is not your thing, right?
Right. It's hard. Running 3.1 miles as fast as you can is very hard.
Exactly. So as far as, the other testimonies we've heard from the movie, people coming to Christ right there in the movie, and as I said, this was organic. I mean, it was nothing that was, purposely planned. It just naturally evolved.
We have so many stories of people making decisions in the theater or in the lobby of the theater. We had a college coach take his entire team, over 50 players, to see this movie. At the end, he stands up with the chaplain of that school and says, if any of you want to solidify your stand with the Lord and want to kind of put a stake in the ground and say, this is when I turn my life over to God, you're welcome to come down and pray with us. Over 50 of them did in one screening. We've heard other churches that invited the communities to go to these screenings and people making decisions for Christ in the lobby, in the car afterwards, in the parking lot, just story after story. One of my favorites is when a couple with a special needs child, a teenager, especially has had trouble communicating, they always wonder, does he grasp these types of concepts in church? When they saw the movie together as a family, the two adults and their teenage son, special needs in a wheelchair, after it was over, they're going to the car, and he signals to them and communicates in his own way, I want to put my faith in Jesus Christ. I want my identity to be found in Him. They pray in the parking lot, weep together. The parents then email us and say, this movie was the catalyst for our son really grasping what it meant to have his identity in Christ. Thank you so much. You can't put a price on testimonies like that. That is what spells success for us.
Without a doubt. So what's next, Alex, as we wrap things up for the Kendrick brothers? What's on the docket?
Well, I'm not going to let the cat out of the bag yet, but we have a true story, a super inspirational true story based on some real events that happened recently, and that we're going to turn that into a movie. We're going to film it this coming summer, release it the following year. So we're already working on the next one, and we already sensed God's direction in that regard and are very excited to present it to you.
Alex Kendrick, co-writer, director, who played Coach John Harrison in Overcomer, coming to Blu-ray, digital, and DVD.
We can all agree these are troubled times, right? So do you know who's on your wireless network? Whether it's a big company selling your data or a foreign hacker, if you're not protected, everybody sees your information. That's why you need Flash Routers, a custom Wi-Fi router created for privacy. Flash Routers uses a virtual private network or VPN to protect your online activity from hackers, trackers, and large corporations. And not just one, but all your devices with one out-of-the-box setup. Plus, Flash Routers also enhances your wireless network performance and unlocks powerful router management tools to let you take total control of your network. Call or click Flash Routers today at 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. That's 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. Protect your wireless home network today with Flash Routers.
What if...